Friends, now we will discuss about the investment and the risk involved in the investment. That is risk investment, investment risk. How and up to what extent you can foresee the risk, manage the risk, and risk mitigation tools. As far as investment is concerned, if it is a company, the finance manager has to take a call before investment certain risks. Risk perceptions are very important as far as investment decision is concerned. If you on your own self is taking decision to invest your income or your assets into or cash into certain equity or any other areas, you are always bound or open to risk. Up to what extent that risk you will get, you will encounter, that is left to you. But remember one basic principle: higher the risk, higher the profit. Lower the risk, lower the profit. Now let us understand in this chapter the how one can measure and manage its investment risk. In this chapter, we are going to discuss about what exactly the risk means. Then, risk, which is good risk, bad risk, or it may be whether that risk is necessary to take or not. How we can change your risk tolerance level? How I can opt for the higher risk? Then risk and the psychology, do they have any interconnections? Then risk management for measuring the risk. Then for managing your portfolio, what is the kind of risk? And what investor has to do the next so as to mitigate the risk? This is what shortly we are going to discuss on these topics. As you know, the risk is something that we live in everyday life. If you look at the example, like driving a car or and trying to new recipe in the new restaurant or starting the business or accepting the new job. So all these areas, don't you think that there is a risk? Yes, there is a risk, but there are different types of risks. In most situation, there is a risk and rewards also. Similarly, investing or investment is also carrying the risk and also it gives the reward, that means returns. Many investors have investing their hard earned money into certain portfolios for the rapid growth of its investment. And this investment, if you find there is no risk, definitely there will be a limited returns attached to the lowest risk. Financial professions always see the close relationship between risk and its return. The higher risk investment, in which areas? It may be stocks, it may be long-term bonds. This yields a very high returns in the long term, and the offer is made to attract the investors. While lower risk investment, that is bank account, investment which is made in the bank account or funds in the bank account or you purchase the treasury bills, there is relatively less risk. And because it pays lower returns also, treasury bills, very minimum return you are getting. Bank account, how much interest you are getting? Hardly 4%, 5%, 6%, rarely 7%. So, recognizing that risk is built into investing into the first step, knowing your own capacity for accepting the risk. How much risk you can appetite. Knowing intellectually that investing involves the risk is not much help when monthly statement arrives and the value of your portfolio has dropped. So, the assessment of the risk, your risk appetite need to be measured first. I have few questions for you that before making an investment, you can ask those questions you yourself. My first question is, do your long term goal requires that you use potentially the higher return investment with the risk level to get from the point A to point B, or will the focus on the preserving the assets provide what you need? Next, how soon you will need to spend the money that you are investing? Next question will be, does your time horizon allow ample time to recover from the short term losses in assets that fluctuate such a stock? Are you emotionally prepared to accept the higher risk, some risk, or no risk? Then, what is your attitude towards the market? Is it, I never want to see a value of my funds to go down, or I can weather impact the market as long as I am on the track of the future, or something in between? Investor who fails to clarify their feelings about the risk trend, and they tend to get surprised by the market, causing them to panic and bail out of the sound financial plans. So, these are the few questions which one has to assess himself or herself or the company. Then, my question is, what is risk? So, again, I am coming back to the same thing which I have explained. Many of us understand that risk is a possibility of losses and it's omnipresent. There is no certainty that you will live beyond the day. Drive to the grocery store without an accident, or have a job at the end of the month. Risk exists when we take action, or conversely, when we fail to take act. It can be obvious driving while intoxicated, or as unforeseen as earthquake striking to the Midwest. Most people are risk adverse, and this is particularly true in the financial market also, as it is evident in the correlation with the prices and perceived risk. Investment considered to be an higher risk must pay the higher return in order to get the people to buy them. It prompts them, you, to buy. But there is again a risk. So, it prompts you to buy, you invest into it, and you create the risk. So, you become a risk appetite. You are not risk averse. You become risk appetite. So you are ready to accept that risk. So you are ready to accept the losses in case if it happens. But at the same moment, you are also anticipating that you will be getting profited. The degree of risk in the financial assets is generally measured by the asset's price variability of the volatility for a certain period of time. Now let us understand good risk, bad risk, and whether this good or bad risk is necessary. The common definition of investment risk is a deviation from an expected outcome. We can express this absolute term or relative to something else like market benchmark. The deviation can be positive or negative, and it relates to the idea of no pain, no gain. If you have pain, then you will gain. To achieve the higher return in the long term, you will accept more short-term volatility. How much volatility depends on your risk tolerance? Up to what extent you can tolerate the risk? An expression of the capacity to assume the volatility is based on the specific financial circumstances and prosperity to do so, taking into account your psychological comfort and uncertainty and the possibility of incurring the large or short-term losses. In the investment world, risk is inseparable from the performance, and rather than being desirable or undesirable, is simply a necessity. So, understanding the risk is one of the most important part of your financial calculation or education. Now, when I say tolerance, you have decided to invest. What is the tolerance? Up to what extent you can go or perceive the risk? So, perception of and tolerance of the risk. What is it? How we perceive the risk is vary from person to person, and generally depends upon an individual's temperament, experience, knowledge, investment, and the alternative, and time for which he or she will expose to the risk. That is the perceiveness. Risk itself is generally categorized by likely impact or magnitude if the uncertain event happens, as well as its frequency and its probability of occurring. That is the perceiveness when it happens. When humans exceed their risk tolerance, they show the physical sign of discomfort or anxiety. To a psychologist, anxiety is those unpleasant feelings of the dread over something that may or may not happen. Anxiety, different from the actual fear, a reaction when we encounter the real danger, and our body instantaneously prepares an immediate fight against it or respond to it or response. To a lesser degree, uncertainty triggers a similar physical reactions in our body, even though danger may be imagined or it may be exaggerated. Being anxious over any extended period, it is physically debilitating or reduces the concentration, impairs the judgment, as well as, for these reasons, it is important to identify your personal risk in the investment area. There are several questions that you can ask yourself, as I said earlier also, to help and gain understand your personal risk tolerance level. This consists of, there is no right level of tolerance or any necessity that you should be comfortable with any degree of the risk. People who appears to take extraordinary risk financially or personally have most likely reduced the risk. Unknown, unbosoned to it, observe, and it's a trailing knowledge and preparation. How can you change your risk tolerance level? Risk is there in the investment. How you can change it? There are some thoughts on this. These thoughts consist of, one, the perception of the risk is different for person to person, as I said earlier also. Then, just as a stunt driver, take an example, who prepares for an apparent dangerous action in the movie, or oil man selects the place to drill an exploratory well, you will manage your discomfort with a different investment vehicle. Both the gentlemen in this area taking a risk, but there are different types of risks. Learning as much as possible about the investment is the most practical risk management method. Investor such as Warren Buffett. So, what he used to do? He commits $1 million in a single company. Often when other investors are selling, because he and his staff do have extensive research in that. And he found that even though others are withdrawing their investment, it is a good time to invest in that company. So, he is taking a very high risk based on his research work and invest in that company. And today, he is a billionaire, topmost billionaire. The tool which they have, they believe, what if? What if means, if the company goes, what about my investment? But at the same time, the another question, what if others have withdrawn and I am only the stakeholder and I start earning the profit, how much will be profit I will bear? That is the confidence level, that is the risk appetite. So, this is a very good example how you can change your risk tolerance. Safe risk or unsafe investment? Or unsafe investment, both gives you some learning lesson. You have to understand up to what extent you can invest in certain companies. There are various factors which we have already discussed. And we have come to, and you are come to the conclusion that, yes, up to this level I can take the risk. Beyond that I cannot go. I may diversify my portfolio. Thus, there may be, your choice may be, say I will invest 80% in the bank and 20% in the share market. What is the rationale behind it? Rationale is, I am not prepared to take a higher risk, that is why 80% of my quantum I am investing in the bank, because it is a less risky phenomenon. I am satisfied with the lowest return. And I am also thinking that let us diversify portfolio and 20% investment I am making in the stock market, because I am not ready to take any risk in when I invest my investment in the stock market. Risk and psychology. Psychologically also, it is very important to determine how I will make an investment in any ventures. The field of behavioral science is also applicable in the finance world also. So, behavioral finance has also contributed an important element to the risk equation, which demonstrating asymmetry between how people gain and how people loses. In the language of the prospect theory, an area of behavioral finance, investor exhibits the loss aversion. They put more weight on their pain associated with the loss than the good feeling associated with the gain. So, what is bad, that only comes first in mind. What is good, that comes later. Thus, what investor really wants to know is not just how much an asset deviates from its expected outcome, but how bad things look way down on the left hand trail and distribution curve. Characteristic of investment and the shape of its distribution curve is important to assess. VAR, that is value at risk, is a tool to measure the risk, which provides answer to what we have discussed. The idea behind VAR is to quantify how bad a loss on the investment could be with the given level of confidence over a defined period of time. The confidence level is a probability statement, which is based on the statistical data. Another risk measure which is oriented to the behavioral tendency is the drawdown, which refers to any period during which an asset's return is a negative, which is relative to the previous high mark. In measuring down, the attempt to address the three things. One, the magnitude of each negative period, which is called as how bad is the risk. Another one is the duration of each, that is how long it will be, and the frequency, that is how many times it will occur. So, the bad days will be divided into three. One is how bad, second is how long, and third one is how many times it can recur. That is all addressed in a VAR, value at risk. Risk management, measuring the risk. You know there is a risk, but you are not sure how much risk will be there. You need to measure the risk before you make the decision to invest. It is a good idea to understand how to measure the risk and how to assess the impact of addition or alteration in your portfolio, because risk and its volatility is closely related to each other. And the volatility refers to likelihood changes, up or down the changes may be in an investor's value. High volatility means the price that can change quickly and dramatically in either direction, south or north. A fund with a low volatility is a historically more stable, less prone and large swing. So, they are steadily played. Technically, risk also deals with ups and down movement, but the people tend to take a practical view of risk. We do not like to lose money, so we try to guard against the downside risk. This is what the attitude the people have. A common measure of volatility is a beta. Beta means what? A calculation that tells you about closely a fund or security has historically tracked with a fluctuation in the broader market. And if beta equals to zero, the price of investment moves exactly in sync with the benchmark, such as Standard and Poor 500 index. Standard and Poor is publishing the index basis on which the stock market get its movement value and value of the securities which are invested. If the beta is greater than 1, the fund or security tend to rise. If beta is less than 1, the investment does not fluctuate as much as the benchmark is. And if beta is useful, it's choosing for the investment that tend to be a more stable for more volatile. Another measure of the risk is Sharpe ratio. This Sharpe ratio is better to understand whether it is your risk averse or risk appetite. The Sharpe ratio analysis whether the portfolio is return where the result of the smart investment decision or result of the excess risk. It also represents how well the return of the assets compensates the investor for the risk he has taken. For example, if you compare an asset against the common standard, the asset with a higher Sharpe ratio will provide you a better return for the same risk. Whereas, this helps to distinguish a good investment firm that is a risky an investment if the investment with the higher returns do not come with too much additional risk. Services such as Morningstar and the Value Line also measure of versus down behavior of the funds. When the market as a whole drops, is the fund likely to decline more or less than the trend? And when the market rises, does the fund really soar or enjoy a slow but steady increase? These are the normal questions common man faces. He doesn't understand what will happen in the market. Getting to know the various measures of the risk help you to evaluate individual's investment and, more importantly, the mix of the assets that together with represent your investment portfolio. So you must understand your risk tolerance level. Absolute measure of risk. One of the most commonly used absolute measure of the risk matrix is the standard deviation, a statistical measure of the dispersion around the central tendency. It all depends on Dun & Bradstreet or Standard & Poor's index. The statistics which is provided is only for understanding and hypothetical. It doesn't have any relevance, but the Standard & Poor 500 index also plays very important role in international market or international stock exchange to determine the prices of the shares or the stocks or equities. Risk which is passive and active, again it relates to Standard & Poor 500 index, basis on which ups and downs in the market happens. Influence of other factors. What are those other factors? Of course, these other factors is nothing but the level of market or systematic risk, where only influencing factor than the portfolio's return would always be equal to the beta adjusted market return. Of course, this is not the case. Return vary as a result of the number of factors unrelated to the market risk. Therefore, investment managers who follow an active strategy to take an other risk to achieve the excess return over the market's performance. Active strategy is including the stock, then sector or country of selection, as well as fundamentals, then fundamental analysis, charting, etc., are some of the factors for the purpose of these are the factors which directly affects the investment risk. The price of risk. What is the price of risk? If you make the profit, you can equate it with the risk you have taken. If you have sustained the loss, then you will say, perhaps I was not correct while taking the decision of investment. There are economic consequences to the decision between the passive and active risk. In general, more active the investment strategy, the more an investment need to pay an exposure to that strategy. It helps to think in terms of the spectrum from the purely passive approach. Again, purely passive vehicle like index of fund for an exchange traded fund, that is ETF, you might pay 15 to 20 basis point in the annual management fee, while for the higher octet hedge funds, you would need to sell out of 200 basis point if the annual fees plus gives you 20% of the profit back to the manager. This is one of the example which I have quoted. Explanation, more explanation is provided in your textbook. But to understand it, there is always a price for the risk which you are undertaking. The different pricing between the passive and active strategies always or sometimes encourages many investors to try and separate these risks, to pay lower fees for the beta risk assumed and concentrate their more expensive exposure to the specifically defined alpha opportunities. This is popularly known as portable alpha, the idea that the alpha component of the total return is separate from the beta component. Risk management, manage your portfolio. How? Taking into consideration various risk measures, your risk appetite and other conditions. How you will manage your portfolio of the investment. Most investors need to take some risk to achieve or attract the return that they will meet the long-term goals for their capital appreciation. The best way to manage the risk through the careful attention to assets allocation and getting the right mix of the investment to match your stage of the life, financial goal and risk tolerance. These are certain areas where you have to take into consideration for managing your portfolio. You can assemble the portfolio that mixes different classes of the stocks, bonds, cash to provide the unexpected level of the appreciation while limiting your risk. Further, clearly, one can say that you want to avoid the risk level that could be deliver a catastrophic setback for your plans. Make asset allocation your number one investing discipline, then either on your own or working with one of our investment strategies or the advisors who are giving the advisors for the investment, for the systematic investment plan, which popularly known as SIP. To understand the risk management assessment, it starts with certain things which I will show. The first, you must understand the organization in which you are investing, that is, get to know the organization. If you know inside and outside of the organization, then next step will be examine the risk management techniques which is employed, your organization risk management techniques applied. Then you identify and analyze the exposure that you are taking after investing in that firm. Next step will be your investment plan. At what level, at what frequency you will be going to invest. And the last one is monitor the result and provide the support. This is how you can assess your risk. Monitoring your progress is definitely important. Review your portfolio on a quarterly basis and meet with your financial advisor once or twice in a year to review your financial plan and asset allocation. Another step is, in examining your investment, don't just look at the returns, but also check for any other changes in the risk level or mix of risky and less risky assets in your portfolio. In additionally, if the financial position of your life situation changes, revisit the risk profile within the given portfolio. An inheritance might cause a scale back into the risk. Shifting in the strategy from maximizing the return to prevent the wealth, and starting retirement, facing health issue or losing the spouse might be causing you to reassess the proper level of risk and desired return. That is what the assessment that you have to do. Excessive risk may have you an emotional roller coaster situation. On the other hand, if your portfolio moves slowly but steadily, the year after year towards the long term financial goals, that may be the level of risk with which you are more comfortable. Each investor is a different, so it is important to determine what feels right for you and while building your investment portfolio. Now, what investor has to do the next? That means risk mitigation. How you close the gap of higher risk to lower risk, that is the mitigation. Consider risk important when assessing the return with your investment planning. Make a serious evaluation of your attitude towards the risk, whether you are risk appetite or you are risk averse. Then check the risk level of each investment, highest to lowest. Then build your portfolio in appropriate balance of the risk level and expected return that you are getting or expecting. Review your portfolio on quarterly basis and revisit your asset allocation and the risk profile at least twice a year when you have made the long term investment. Many investors have saved money for the years in order to enjoy a comfortable retirement, but as a result of decline in the stock values, in that 2 years period, workers were forced to delay the retirement or accept the significant decrease in their expected standard of living. These are some of the worst scenarios if it happens. It has to be remembered that accumulating the significant assets take an equal measures of some of the following things. Number one, discipline. This is one of the major for mitigating the risk. Diverting the current income from the pleasure of the today's to saving for tomorrow, it is not so easy. Nevertheless, it is essential if you want to reach your future objective. Then knowledge, expanding the efforts to understand the different assets and how they are likely to perform in the changing economic scenario is necessary if you are to select those investments that will deliver the higher return with a lower risk. And patience, good things come to those wait, is the popular advertising slogan. It is especially applicable to the investing. The benefit of the compounding interest accrues to those who can wait the longest before invading the principal, that is spreading any of the accumulated assets. Confidence, it must be there in you so that you being able to manage your risk tolerance effectively, understanding which investments are worthwhile and which can be avoided, is required to the complex investment environment. Self-knowledge allows you to understand why some investments make you anxious and how to proceed with the differentiation between the perceived risk and real risk. We live in the complex, confusing world, and that is constantly changing. Fortunately, humans are especially adaptive to survive and thrive in the chaos of the surrounding, etc., surrounding us. While there are real dangers, there are also great opportunities also. Selecting investment may be less adventuresome than feeling from hungry lions, but managing your fear and selecting the best strategy is critical for each. Thank you very much.